Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jason Perdue, and I thank you for joining me on this Tuesday evening, March 24th, 2020. We are your only news channel following the breaking news of a global alien invasion. Individuals throughout the world have reported seeing unidentified flying objects in the sky, awkward-looking alien creatures that were green, gray, and reptilian, flying cows, and more since Sunday. And in a panic, individuals have begun hoarding toilet paper and quarantining themselves in their homes in fear that the global alien apocalypse may actually be upon us. On Sunday, we learned that some of the creatures were demanding candy corn and reacting favorably to music, but others were still aggressive. I'm joined this evening by a group of incredibly brave reporters and experts throughout the world with first-hand accounts regarding this alien invasion. For the next 60 minutes, we will speak with these reporters and experts to try to understand what's going on. This is Alien Invasion News. As a reminder, you can call into the show by dialing 516-590-0964. That's 516-590-0964. Let's go to our reporters now. We have Aaron on the line from Florida, who is one of our reporters on the ground on Sunday. And Aaron was reporting all sorts of strange occurrences from Florida. Aaron, are you with us?
Yes, I am.
Aaron, can you tell us the latest and first? We haven't heard from you in 48 hours, so how are things going on there?
Well, seems the aliens have run into hiding as of current news.
Okay, so since Sunday, you haven't encountered anything?
We had some bits of candy floss and, you know, minor glutes of green goo, but other than that, we haven't encountered anything so far.
So you haven't physically seen anything since Sunday?
No, sir.
Okay. Let's check in with Jen, who is in Jamestown, one of our reporters, Jen. She was seeing military activity and actually was able to communicate with some of these aliens via a note on Sunday. So let's check in with Jen and see how things are going with her. Jen, can you hear us?
Yes, I can, Jason.
What is the latest in Jamestown?
Well, things have seemed to have calmed down a little bit. There's not too much activity going on. I believe people are staying in their homes in, you know, hopes to not run into these creatures, not knowing what they're here for.
Okay, and I know that you were trying to communicate with them. They were demanding candy corn on Sunday, I believe. So have there been any other demands since then?
No demands, no. They seem to have partied out.
Okay. So have you seen or heard from them at all within the last 48 hours?
Very minimal. There has not been any contact with any of them, and sightings are very few and far between right now.
Okay, fantastic. You know, we're learning that many states have chosen to close schools and non-essential businesses at this time. As of Sunday. So I guess at this moment, we probably don't need to keep them closed, but I am hearing that they are keeping liquor stores open, I guess, during all of this. Have you heard anything about liquor stores or any idea why those are still remaining open while all this is going on?
I'm not really sure why they would keep the liquor stores open and only the liquor stores, but maybe it's just a coping mechanism.
Okay, let's go back to Aaron. Aaron, are you there?
Yes, sir.
Aaron, do they have liquor stores open where you're at?
Yep, they have liquor stores, and they're open, as well as the pot dispensaries. I'm guessing people self-medicate, and I would imagine, as Lori said, it's a coping mechanism.
Okay. We do have breaking news at this time. I guess, let me see here what they're saying. Apparently the White House is about to release a statement on the alien invasion, so we have a correspondent. Let's go there now and see what they have to say at the White House.
Thank you all for joining us. My name is John Smith with the White House Correspondents Team. Good to have you all here. We will be disclosing something very important here tonight. It will be disturbing to some, but we urge all of the public not to panic. The United States government admits that the existence of extraterrestrial life is real. Quiet, please. Quiet. Settle down, please. Settle down. Thank you. Yes. Take a seat, please. Yes. How long have you known this? They've established a base on this planet about 2.5 years ago. Look, quiet down, please. Quiet down. Look, I'll get to all of your questions soon. I need everyone to be quiet. They live among us. They operate from a high-tech facility in Rialto, California, and that they are replicating human sexualities. And their technology is 100 years more advanced than anything we have ever seen. Their replications are indistinguishable from natural human teeth. The reason we could not say anything about their coexistence was for national security reasons. However, our latest findings called for an immediate press conference. We just received intel about a new platform called anti-gravity. This may change the way you operate in your laboratories and save you countless man hours. Look, do not be alarmed. Do not be alarmed. The technology is extremely safe and causes no harm to humans. Yes. Yes, do the aliens come in peace? Yes, the aliens do come in peace. Yes. Look, subscribe to our email.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, so we're getting breaking news that the aliens, apparently they've known about them for quite some time. Give me one moment. Let's bring Aaron back in, who's in Florida. Aaron, did you hear that press conference?
Yes, I did.
Okay, so what is your reaction to the press conference?
Anti-gravity, was it? That's kind of interesting. I'm glad that they come in peace. You know, if they have technology that'll help get rid of various diseases and help us be more advanced in technology, that is a wonderful thing to do.
Yeah, absolutely. And of course, you know, the correspondent also talking about how apparently they've known about them for quite some time, and they built a base 2 years ago in California. What can you tell us about that? I mean, that's some interesting information to learn about now.
I haven't really delved into that, but definitely, I mean, when I was working with the UPA, we were doing various things into looking into Area 51, which is not the actual thing. It's a cover up for the other real base, which is located somewhere, I'm not sure, maybe closer by, but not Area 51.
Okay, so we know now that there was an alien base that was established 2 years ago in California, apparently. We're getting that information right now live from the White House. Jen in Jamestown, what is your thoughts on the news that the correspondent just released?
Yeah, they come in peace. I think maybe we were mistaking their hostileness towards to be towards us, but it was actually possibly a galactic drug war.
Drug war. That's quite interesting. I guess that, you know, anything is possible. I know, Jen, the other day it was a pretty crazy situation that you were dealing with. You know, there were multiple ships, and they were coming and they were going, and they were demanding candy corn. Pretty interesting. I know they sent down a note to you,
yes,
that said they wanted candy corn. And then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, you know, our correspondent, who we still haven't been able to get a hold of, Chris or Mikhail or whatever his name was in the Andes / Hamilton, you know, he was telling us that he could hear music that other people couldn't hear, and he was dancing along. And I think that all of us here at Alien Invasion News are worried about Chris at the moment, because he has disappeared and we haven't heard from him since. Also, another correspondent that we had on, Lori, we haven't heard from. So, interesting situation. So they pretty much disappeared. Is that what you're saying? They're gone? You haven't seen them, haven't heard them? What about the ships? Are they still around?
They seem to have moved. I don't think they're gone, though, because every once in a while you can hear faint, you know, like music, like a rave going on. That's where I'm thinking, you know, if you think about it, the raves, the glow sticks, the dancing, you know, the mass quantities,
right,
of food, you know, and the candy corn. Some people were eating it and they were getting all weirded out. So, you know,
right,
I mean, I'm wondering if they are mistaking our candy corn as being their drug-laced candy corn.
That's a possibility. I mean, you know, people who were taking the advice and playing music for the aliens noticed that they did start to dance and they did start to have a good time. And, you know, it seemed that they were under possession or pre-abduction. And now we have two of our correspondents that disappeared and we haven't heard from since. I am getting some news about something occurring in Aaron, what's going on there?
I'll
tell you. Well, we just had a sighting of a UFO flying low, and there was music coming out of it. Brilliant lights. I believe I had a report of them playing disco.
Did you see the ship? Did you see this craft?
I saw the tail end of it as it went over the house.
And it was only one, you said?
Only one so far.
Okay, is it gone now, or is it still within your vicinity?
It went, it came and went, and then it went down, went a couple miles down, I think. I don't see it right now. Okay. We just had a couple of F-16s scramble out. That's fun.
Okay, so there's military aircraft in the air again?
Yes, we have a couple of local bases.
Okay. All right, let's go back to Jen. Jen, Aaron in Florida, I'm sure you heard, is seeing a craft in Florida flying above him, and now he's saying that there's military aircraft that are scrambling it. Are you seeing anything like that in Jamestown?
Not as of yet. I'm wondering if we're just going to have to deal with a bunch of hungover aliens.
Let's go back to Aaron. Aaron, what's the current situation?
Current situation is there is a humongous ship over my house, and I see a strange beam coming out. It's bluish green and kind of opaque. Not sure what's going to happen. And it's very loud, and yeah, I'm gonna go try to hide. And
are you there, Aaron? Can you hear us, Aaron? I think we may have lost Aaron in Florida. Jen, anything going on where you're at? I did hear reports that there might have been some military helicopters near Jamestown.
I did hear some off in the distance, and I am starting to see off in the distance some more, you know, ships coming in. I'm not sure what's going on.
Well, can you describe the ships?
They're just the smaller disc ones.
Okay, not like the large ones Aaron seeing in Florida right now?
No, not the large ones, no.
Let's try to bring Aaron back in Florida. I mean, hopefully we can get back a hold of him. I mean, it seemed like something was going on there. Aaron, are you there? Can you hear us at all? Aaron?
Sorry. I have to hide. The aliens have come into the house. And they're walking around. Like scaly green creatures. They're making lots of noise.
So they're reptilian-looking creatures, like the ones that were reported in the Brockton area.
Yes, with biomechanical armor.
Okay, do they know you're there?
I don't think so, unless they have heat signature reading devices.
Okay, are you there alone? Are there other people with you?
I'm here by myself.
Okay. Well, Aaron, you know, we want to keep you on the line, stay on the line, you know, try to be safe. Hopefully you can keep reporting to us while all this is going on, but stay safe and we'll check back in a minute. That when Aaron saw the ship come overhead and then now he has allegedly aliens in his house. Anything going on there?
I have actually moved to the outskirts of Jamestown. Because of all the activity that was going on, they all seem to be congregating like right in the center of Jamestown. So I'm kind of at a distance watching, and they are getting out and looking around. Some of them are staggering around. Military's kind of, you know, the choppers are hovering there a little bit, but no action seems to be taking place. I'm not sure what's going on.
I do hear, is that an air raid siren in the background there? Or
yes.
What is that?
I'm not really sure 100% what's going on yet. They're just kind of like hovering there. I think maybe I'll have to try and venture a little bit closer in, see if I can get a better look.
Yeah, see if you can do that. I mean, you know, take a few drinks of your favorite adult beverage and then we'll check back in with you. Aaron, are you still with us? Are you still alive there in Florida?
I am still alive. Right now I'm hiding. It's getting hard to hide because the house is so small.
I am hearing something coming in from... Can you hear that? There seems to be some kind of like robotic noise. Maybe you can't hear it. Okay, I thought maybe it was just on the station. But I do hear something coming in from your side. Can you see these creatures? Do you see these reptilians or are they out of your sight now?
Well, they're currently out of sight, but from what I did see, they had big bulbous-looking eyes. Maybe they were portals or looking out. I don't know.
Okay.
And they're carrying some kind of square box that they were kind of casually waving around. I don't know.
Okay,
maybe
they're
looking for candy corn.
Well, be a better reporter and get out of your hiding spot and go see if you can find one of them. Okay? All right, we'll come check back in with you. We got Jen back in Jamestown. Are you hearing anything yet? I mean, I still hear, sounds like maybe faint air raid siren in the background, but is anything else going on your end now? Can you see, you said you could see a few creatures.
It looks like they are trying to do some negotiations. I'm not 100% sure what's going on. Our military and the aliens have, you know, congregated down here at City Hall, and it looks like they're communicating and trying to maybe come up with some kind of an agreement.
So they're actually talking now instead of exchanging notes. Is that correct?
Yes.
All right. If you get the opportunity, Jen, if you could go maybe talk to one and interview one and see what they have to say. I mean, I'm not sure if you'll be able to understand them or if they'll be able to understand you, but if we can get some kind of report from them, that would be fantastic.
Okay. I will do my best.
And remember, the liquor stores are open, so if you got to get some liquor and do that first before you put your life at stake for this horrible radio station, we'd appreciate that. Let's check back in with Aaron and see what's going on. Aaron, you said that you did see some creatures, but they were not around you. Are they still out of the way? You still can't see them?
No.
Have you gone to try to talk to them?
I moved to a different location, and now I can see them. I have one that is slowly approaching. I'm going to try to talk to it and see what they want.
Okay. Are you able to do that interview with us, or is that something you have to do on your own?
May have to do it on my own.
Okay.
But I can report back in a little bit.
Yeah, go ahead and try that. Jen is trying to do the same thing. If you've been listening, Jen in Jamestown says that there are aliens that are trying to communicate with city officials at City Hall. And she's not sure what the communication is about, but she's going to go check and see what's going on to try to figure out maybe what they're demanding, candy corn or whatnot. And for the viewers, listeners, if you're seeing anything or hearing anything, you can give us a call at 516-590-0964. That's 516-590-0964. We'd love to hear if you have any sightings or any close encounters, or if you've seen any ships or aliens within your vicinity. I'd love to know what's going on and get a better idea. Unfortunately, we lost two of our reporters from the other day. They were right in the middle of reporting on UFOs and aliens, and unfortunately, we haven't seen them or heard from them since. So pretty sad news. Not really sure what happened. Maybe at some point we'll be able to get back in contact with them again. Let's check in. Let's go back to Jen and see if she's got any news after she tried to communicate with these creatures. Jen, gave you a little bit of time, not very much time, but did you get a chance to see what's going on there?
Well, it appears I've been talking to one of the soldiers, and he is telling me that they are seeking protection, alliance with us from the reptilian creatures that are being reported in other parts of the world. So apparently there's some kind of a battle going on.
So what does this creature look like that has been talking to city officials? If you can give a really good description, what does this one look like?
It's childlike size, I'd say maybe 10, 11, 12-year-old child size. It's got green, kind of damp skin, big, bulky eyes, and doesn't have a nose, and a little teeny-weeny mouth.
So, all right. So would you say they're the grays, then, that maybe Lori was seeing Ellington the other day?
I would say that's probably the best description, yes.
Okay, so you're saying that they are trying to form an alliance with the reptilians. So would you say they're trying to use Earth as like a battleground here, and they're trying to get our help against them?
Yes, that's what it appears to be.
You know, that press release or that press conference that the White House correspondent put out a little while ago regarding the fact that these beings have had a base here for 2 years. They have technology, he said, that is 100 years further than where we're at. Maybe it's possible that we've been working with a different type of alien, maybe a gray, and the reptilians are coming to try to get our help now, too.
That could very well be, yes.
All right, let me check back with Aaron and see what's going on your side. Let's see, Aaron in Florida, what's the latest?
Uh,
So, I had a chance to attempt to talk with one of them. It sounds like they wanted some candy corn, and they tried the beef. It was horrible.
Okay, so, all right. So what you're telling me is that they've tried candy corn. Wait, I'm sorry. Say that again. I'm trying to follow another report I'm getting online here. But go ahead. Aaron, I'm going to turn it over to you. Just report on everything you're seeing. Let me check this other report here.
Okay. So,
Aaron, can you hear us?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
So, I was attempting to talk with them, and they said the general gist I got was they wanted candy corn, and that they tried the beef.
Okay, we're going to switch over to Jen because we're not getting very much information from Aaron. Maybe Aaron needs to gather his reporting and get his story together before he comes back on. Jen, what's going on in Jamestown?
Just seems like the negotiations are going on. We did find out that, yes, indeed, their candy corn is, it's not like a drug like we have here. It's kind of like a sugar high, I guess you could say. So when they come down here on Halloween and walk amongst us and we have no clue they're even here, they see it being handed out in mass quantities, and it just blows their mind.
So you're telling me they don't have any candy corn on their planet at all?
It was depleted in the war that they have with these other creatures.
Okay, so candy corn was plentiful on their planet is what you're saying, and they took all their candy corn, and now they're here to get ours and try to get our help to gather more candy corn.
Yes.
So is this an energy supply, or is this a power supply, or is it like oxygen or water to us maybe? What would you say candy corn is to the aliens?
I'm going to say it's probably like a sugar high. It'd be like us having cupcakes and things like that that make us happy and want to dance and eat and be merry.
Okay, let's check back with Aaron and see if Aaron has his crap together yet there in Florida. All right, let's see here. Hey, Aaron, are you on with us?
Yes.
We want candy corn.
Whoa, what? What's going on? Aaron, are you on? Are you on the air?
We're checking in with you.
Give us a report on what's going on.
I managed to get a translation program. Apparently Google speaks alien. And this is what they said.
We want candy corn.
Okay, so is that all you have for us?
So far.
Okay, let's check back in with Jen. Now, first, Aaron, Jen was saying that that's the same thing they're asking from city officials in Jamestown, is they're asking for candy corn. They're saying that they've depleted their entire supply on their planet, and they're coming to get more.
Candy.
I guess it's an energy source or something for them. All right, let's check back in with Jen and see what's going on in Jamestown. Oh, it's too bad, Jen, that our other two reporters were abducted on Sunday, because it would be nice to know what's going on elsewhere in this world. But Jen, any more news on your end?
Just that they're going to do the best they can to get them the candy corn they need, and hoping that they can help protect them against the reptilians. I hear that they're
okay.
An aggressive species.
Okay. All right, I'm talking online with some people from throughout the world. They're saying that they're witnessing different situations here, too. I have one in Canada. I have one in Africa. There's quite a few individuals here that are saying that they are seeing these reptilian creatures now. You said the ones that you're seeing are gray?
Yes.
Okay, so it seems like the reptilians are now coming out of hiding. We know that the other day they were in hiding. They were out terrorizing people, and then all of a sudden they were in hiding. So now it looks like they're coming back out all over the world trying to figure out what's going on. So let's go back to Aaron. It seems like he's communicating with one of these things. Aaron, can you hear us?
Yes. So here is
all right,
what Aaron. They are saying. Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
Nope.
Beef with heritable. However, we need candy corn and cotton candy. We come in peace.
Right from the horse's mouth. So it sounds like
okay.
They want candy corn and cotton candy, and they come in peace. And the beef was horrible.
Okay. All right. Anything else going on? I know that they were chasing you through your house earlier. Not sure what's going on now at this moment.
Well, they weren't actually, I thought they were chasing me because, you know, they're aliens and they had strange devices. However, when I approached them, they were not hostile and they just wanted to talk apparently.
All right. Let's go back to Jen for one last comment to see what's going on. Jen, have we learned anything else in Jamestown?
Well, I do believe that we definitely are in some kind of a galactic war between a couple of species. It appears that we probably have the more peaceful ones in our area here, and the protection from are the ones that maybe Aaron has encountered there in Florida, and then some of the other reporters had reported on. And it'll be interesting to see how this is going to turn out.
All right. Let's see. Let's check in with Aaron one last time and see if he has any new news there. And that should be it. Aaron, your last opportunity. What do you want to tell the viewers?
Yes. Some breaking news. Apparently, there are two warring factions on the planet, possibly three. And this is what they said.
The Zorlocks are the enemy. Terminate on sight. Glory to the Empire.
Very interesting.
Okay. Fantastic. Anything else on your end, Aaron?
No. However, what they did say is that we have a side to choose. So we have to choose one side or the other. And if we're not going to be on their side, well, I might get vaporized.
Fantastic. All right. Well, this evening we've learned even more about the alien invasion from various places throughout the world, including the White House. And we will be back with you as often as possible we can to discuss the breaking news. Will we find out that the alien visitors are friendly and wish to coexist, or will they destroy us? Right now it appears that there's a intergalactic battle taking place on Earth between two different species, but it's hard to tell, and we seem to be getting mixed messages. But until that time, we thank you for joining us for this comedic relief. We wish you the best. Stay safe, and we hope you tune in again. For Alien Invasion News, I'm Jason Perdue with Aaron and Jen. Have a fantastic evening.